This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Chinese researcher accused of concealing her ties to the Chinese military on a visa application she submitted so she could work in the U.S. was arrested and placed into a Northern California jail. 37-year-old Juan Tang is expected to appear in federal court Monday. The Justice Department on Thursday announced charges against Tang and three other scientists living in the U.S., saying they lied about their status as members of China's People's Liberation Army. Workers at China's consulate in Houston, Texas, vacated the facility Friday as ordered by the Trump administration. The U.S. ordered the Houston consulate closed Tuesday and gave the Chinese government a 72-hour deadline. China called the allegations malicious slander and responded by ordering the U.S. to close its consulate in the western Chinese city of Chengdu. The top U.S. infectious disease expert called on U.S. states with a resurgence of COVID-19 infections to pause their reopening plans to prevent the further spread of the ailment caused by the coronavirus. In an interview with the Washington Post newspaper, Dr. Anthony Fauci said states might not necessarily have to go all the way back to complete shutdowns in the states that have been trying to open, particularly the southern states who have gotten into trouble. He said, I would say the first thing is you don't necessarily have to go all the way back to the complete shutdown, but you certainly have to call a pause and maybe even backing up a bit. Incidentally, there are more than 638,000 deaths globally from COVID-19. There are more than 145,000 deaths in the United States. Brazil is number three. The number of global infections exceeds 15.6 million, and it's more than 4.1 million in the United States. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.